We're up to Simen Shin Pei Ches. And the Veldt says that everything in Hilchos Avelos is a machlokes. I think we've seen that most of the dinim are not a machlokes. The dinim are pretty clear. There's certain minhagim that are various minhagim. In Shin Pei Ches, we have Shaila of Halacha L'maisa, which involves a lot of controversy. Let's see what it says, and then we'll see where the controversy lies. Avol b'yamrishin osala niach tefillin. I think you know we learned this out of Yecheskel. The Rebbeinu Shalom told Yecheskel after he lost his wife and he was in Avelus, pe'ercha chavush olecha, that you should wear your tefillin are called pe'er. And the Gemara is medayi kol achrini asiri. Kol achrini asif, everybody else, it's also for an oval to wear tefillin. So the Shulchan Aruch says, oval also laniach tefillin b'yarmishin. The oval is prohibited from wearing tefillin. It doesn't say potter. It says osir, which means that it's not something that a person has any right to be machmir. B'yarmishin. V'achah shohanetzacham b'yarm beiz mutta lahanichan. After sunrise on the second day, you're allowed to put it on. So it seems the Isser is the first day, and the second day until Netzacham. So that's what we're going to discuss. The issue comes up with the Shail of what it means B'yayim Rishayim. Just an interesting aside, they bring here, Hinini Litzayin, Shagayim Reb Chaim Knievsky Hayid. I don't know what that means, how old he was when he started. Except on the second day Avelus, this din we have here in the Shulchan Aruch, which is a subject of controversy, he says it's the only time he was ever mevatel davening v'sikin is when he was in the second day of Avelus, which was he wasn't allowed to put on tefillin until nights, so mainly he didn't daven v'sikin. So the person writing these pages writes, Shaul Tiv, I asked him, it says in Bir Halacha, has the hearing the Christ of v'sikin tefillin may like tefillin beisi higam king. Bir Halacha says, if you're Zohar, always to wear tefillin, always to daven v'sikin, even without tefillin. Mishnah Berurah there says, even without minyan. What? You put them on later. So Kosavli, he says, Rechaim wrote it back, Loi nogu ken kemeduma. The minig is not that way. Kavanosai, lehanhoga sagroa, b'seif ha-maisir rafa chodosh, l'spal shachris kevesikin, ovovad im minyan asara dafka. The Gra held dafka with a minyan. So he holds, if minyan, then koshkein you could say shema, if it's his man, you say without filling. If you don't have tefillin, if you have tefillin, you put on tefillin. If you don't have tefillin, you say without tefillin. No aveira, it's just missing the tefillin. Shabbos. Yeah. So anyway, it's an interesting nekuda regarding Rav Chaim Knievsky that what I found more fascinating is the first line. I lom loy batalti l'spal v'sikin. He never had a cold or bellyache. It sounds like, right? So okay. Where is the issue here? The shaila is the following. When the Yom Misa and the Yom Kvura are the same day, when a person passes away and is buried the same day, which ideally is the way it should be, there's an Issa of Halona Sameis, there's a Lavin and Asay, Kavar Tikbrenu B'Yomahu, and Lo Solin. So ideally a person is supposed to be buried on the Yom HaMisa. It's not always possible. I think probably at least 50% of the Levayas that I attended here in Israel, the Mumak, but here, at least half the time, it's not the Yom HaMisa and the Yom HaKfura. Someone's Nifter in the afternoon. Usually the Kfura is the next day, and even when someone's Nifter earlier in the day, it's not so common. If someone is Nifter at night, my mother, Lev Shalom, passed away probably about 10 o'clock at night. So we were able to do the Kfura and the Yom HaMisa was the same day. So that's an old argument. It's an old... maybe. Maybe. You know, there's an old issue whether someone in Chutz Laaretz should be buried in Eretz Yisrael or dafka shouldn't be buried. It's not should be buried or it doesn't matter. There's a Madyaman Yerushalmi that says that Eretz Yisrael says, don't send me dead bodies, send me live bodies. And Eretz Yisrael doesn't want dead bodies. But the meaning is not the way. The meaning is to consider Kfur in Eretz Yisrael to be a Maila. So in 86, when my brother passed away, I discussed with Rav Palm then the inyanim of being buried in Eretz Yisrael. Rav Palm told me he's always mesupik if it's kedai or not kedai to be buried in Eretz Yisrael. So that was in 86. So about 15 years later, Rav Palm became quite ill. So he told me he thought about it and he decided better in Chutz Laaretz, and he was buried here. But many gedolei Yisrael were buried dafka in Eretz Yisrael. Ramosha didn't leave a tzavah. There was a disagreement in the family, and they followed those who wanted Eretz Yisrael. Ramosha, I don't know why, didn't leave a tzavah on this topic. Rabbi Yaakov wanted dafka here, but he said a different reason. He said he wanted that the family should be able to come to him. That was Rabbi Yaakov. That's what Rabbi Avraham told me. It's interesting. Rabbi Avraham Kamenetsky told me, probably during the Shiva, that when he went with his father to Eretz Yisrael, he went with him to Harmanuchas. And because he saw, and he knew his father, so he saw he was thinking. So he found a delicate way to ask him what he's thinking. He said, "You're right, I'm thinking it's so nice here, but he wanted to be where the family could come to him. That was his cheshbon. Rav Palm's cheshbon, I think, was the disagreement about whether there's a mila to be buried in Eretz Yisrael for those who don't live there. Those who live there is no shayla. But
if someone dies the day before national holiday, David Jacobson told me it's almost impossible to get.
Well, it changed, Baruch Hashem. It has changed over the last year or two. But anyway, it depends which Beis Olam. But anyway, my point is not that. My point is Hilchos Tefillah. The issue is, if the Yom HaMisa and Yom HaKfur is the same day, then it's Pashit. You don't put on Tefillin, because that's Yom Rishon. That's even after the Kfura. When a person comes home from the Kfura, if he can still daven Shachris, if it's early Levaya, he davens Shachris. If he can still Berachas HaTorah, he certainly says Berachas HaTorah. Yeah, whatever he couldn't do in the morning because he was in Aninus, and after the Kfura there's still enough time to do it, of course he does it. That's no question. But tefillin, if it's Yom Misa, Yom HaKfura, you don't put on tefillin. The question that sparks a tremendous debate, we'll see some of the names here on the page, is what happens if there's a Yom HaMisa, you don't put on tefillin, a person's an Einan anyways, part of a Kala Mitzvahs. And then the next day is Yom HaKfura, She'ena Yom HaMisa. Is that called Yom Rishon? It says Shulchan Aruch, Ovel also, only have film, be Yom Rishon. Yom Rishon means the first day of Avelus, in which case, this would be the first day of Avelus, whenever the Kfura is. Or is Taich Yom Rishon, meaning the first day after the Ptira, he's Potter. This is the Chalukei Deis. So let's try to see what we find on the page. And then I'll tell you a rather surprising follow-up. So let's start what's on the page. We'll start with Rabbi Kiva Eger. Rabbi Kiva Eger, B'yayim Rishon, the third line in the Rabbi Kiva Eger. B'yayim Rishon, Hainu B'yayim HaKfura, Af Shemes Esmael, Ken Kosev Eliyahu Rabba. So he's quoted Eliyahu Rabba to Pater from Tefillin. V'kosev Eliyahu Shom, in Meis Lai Meis, V'nikfer B'yamtiv, D'min Yechtzulim B'yayim Alev, Shola Acher Yamtiv. D'kvar Nogu, D'varim Shemitzina. So he says, then a person does put on tefillin. As you might say, with Taichin Yom Rishon is the first day of Avelus. So someone dies and is buried on Yom Tov. You might argue, well, the day after is the first day of Avelus, he shouldn't put on tefillin. So we say, no. Since on Yom Tov, Devarim Shabbatzin HaNayim, that's the first day of Avelus. And certainly, B'chutz L'Arach, Shoysen Beis Yomim, Yom Tov, Yom Tov, Achrin, Oilu V'Yom Aleph. A person who does a Kfurah, a Chomayit, or on Yom Tov, the seventh day of Yom Tov, so the eighth day, which in Chutz Laaretz is Yom Tov, we count as one of the 7 days of Avelus. So Miniach Tula Machrasa B'Yamal of Shalach Yantiv. Okay, now we'll talk about this Magen Avraham. I want to get back to it about Panim Chadashos. We're all used to Panim Chadashos by Sheva Brahim. We'll get to Panim Chadashos. I'm going to turn back to Rabbi Kiveger. I just want to stay on this topic. So Rabbi Kiveger, in the name of Eliyahu Rabba, says that a person does not put on tefillin on that day. Let's go to the Pisrei Tshuva. Asa lahaniach. Pisrei Tshuva Aleph. I am bear hatev arachayim labechesim katan dash. Koshen maritatz. Maritatz is one of the early arachrayim. Bechidushav perik. Let's say in the Eilu Megalchin, the third perik of Maikatan. The dafke yoyim amisa shiyam akfura potem etfilin. So the maritatz is the other shita. Only if it's both yoyim amisa akfura, that's yoyim rishon. Avok shamisa yoyim acher vakfura yoyim acher kayim etfilin afilu biyoyim rishon. So the maritatz is the one that's mechayiv tefillin. Vayim v'dogol meravava, that's the Nabi Yehuda. Sheviyay gam kein. V'hisig alav, but the Nabi Yehuda argues. V'hela tefillu miyayim akfura l'chud osu b'tefillin. Even if it's just the yayim akfura, you're not allowed to put on tefillin. And the same thing he called Shashuv v'zichron Yitzchak. Gam oviv agayim b'mishas l'chom, hisig adas maritatz. So here on the page, we have so far B'kiv Eger, the Dogam Ravava, which is Nabi Yehuda, that say not to put on tefillin against the Maritats. If you look at the bottom of the page, I think the Birkei Yosef as well. I'm sorry. No, it's not on the page. Okay. You do have the Birkei Yosef? In the Birkei Yosef?
Yes.
So I don't have it, you have it.
It's not here, I have my hand.
Yeah.
Next page. Imeis Yom Aleph, that one.
All right, it's on the next page, I'm sorry. Yishkayach. On the next side, the fourth or fifth line, it may say Aleph, and it could be a macher, also on the FBM Kvura, the like a maritas, the chidush of Pegazel Neshech, etc. So we have already three Gedalei Achrayim, early Achrayim, the Chida, the Birkei Yosef, which is the Birkei Yosef, and the Night Behuda, Rabbi Kivega, who say not to, and El Yal Rabba. Kivega was called El Yal Rabba. I'll add to that list the Archa Shulchan, and the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch and the Mishnah Berurah and the Hilchos Tefillin Siman Lamed Ches, I think it's Sivkat and Tezayin. He doesn't even bring two shitas. They say not to put on, and the Geshur Chaim says not to put on. Now you can't get much better than this. Nayib Yehuda, Bikivega, Yal Rabba, the Chida, and then from the Achrayim, the Aruch Shulchan, the Kitzur, Mishnah Berurah, the Geshur Chaim. They all say not to put on tefillin, even if it's the Yom HaKfura, which is not the Yom HaMis. So, yeah. What's called Yom Rishon? In Lamedus has to do maybe with Yom Har, which I'll get to. But the question is, when it says Yom Rishon, what does that mean? What is that referring to? Now, the custom, the minig in many kihilais is not like all of these paiskim. First of all, the Chayei Adam is the one who holds the other way. The Chayei Adam in Hilchos Tefillin, the Simi Yadalid, Klal Yadalid, says to put on tefillin without a bracha. On the Yom HaKfura, it's not the Yom HaMisa. And that's what Rav Palm used to tell people, unless you know your minig. People, certain kihilais, people know their minig. But he said, unless you know your minig, you should put on tefillin. Minig Yerushalayim, quoted in numerous places, is to put on tefillin. On Yom HaKfura She'eina Yom HaMisa. And the Michas HaLazar in Chelek Beis, Tshuva Dalid, right, that's the minig, I guess he means in the Hungarian communities. Says that's the minig of the Kehila where he's from, and he says his father, the Daki Tshuva, put on tefillin. So, the minig in many communities is to put on tefillin. Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan Spector. Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan was the Gadol HaDor, the Gadol HaPoskim, 120 years ago. And he's not as well known because his Svarim are very difficult Svarim to learn. And over the generations, those who Svarim had a Kiyum are better known. But Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan was the Pesach that whole Klal Yisrael turned to. Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan has a tshuva in which he writes the following. He says that we have the Ramban in Teres HaAdam, which wasn't so shkiach for a long time. The Ramban in Teres HaAdam writes that the Chazal wouldn't be oikar mitzvah d'oraisa of tefillin, except on Yom Rishon where Avelus is d'oraisa. The Ramban Shita is that Avelus is d'oraisa. I mentioned to you in the past that we learned it out from Moshe Rabbeinu telling Aaron Ubanov after the death of Nadav Avihu. He tells them that you don't eat karbonis. And Avol doesn't eat karbonis. And there we learn that Avelus Yom Rishon is Dairaisa. Now, so the Ramban says that the only Chazal wouldn't have been Mevatel, Mitzvah Dairaisa of Tefillin, for Drabonim Dika Avelus. It's only for Dairaisa Dika Avelus of Yom Rishon that Chazal were Mevatel. So the Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan writes, what are we going to do? We don't have any Rishayim clear, except the Ramban. The Ramban is the one who says this Nakuda very clearly, the Chazal wouldn't be Mevatel or Dairaisa, and therefore he says to put on tefillin at that time. It's interesting that the Munkachim and Chazal Azar quotes Rabbi Yitzchak Elchanan to explain the meaning of the meaning of at least parts of Ungaran that he's referring to. That's only a smachta, right? He's understands it's only a smachta, yeah. He said Chazal wouldn't be mevatel even Sheva Tas by Fred Rabban. Right, so that needs explanation. There's a famous Rosh in Mayit Katan, which they use here. The Rosh in Mayit Katan talks about Malacha Chalmayit being Deraisa, yet many of the Takanas are clearly Derabanan. So the Rosh writes that the Torah gave it over to the Chacham. They said, be Noyig Chalmayit and do as you wish. So many of the Achrayim to explain the Ramban. The Ramban said that Avelus is Deraisa. The Rambam sounds a little like that also. So the Rosh asks that it's not so. The Rosh in Ksuvis in the first parak says the Torah only prohibits eating my kachim and my sasheni. Where do you get everything else Avelus Deraisa? So the Achrayim understand the Ramban and the Rambam that it was the same idea as the Rosh writes Lagabi Chomayin, that the Torah says you have to prava Avelus. What's called praving Avelus? That was given over to the Chachamim to be Mishayer, what's called the Praving Avelus. And it could be the Rosh himself maybe says it there in the beginning of my card. Maybe he says what in Avelus, or else the Achrayim will explain it that way. But at any rate, that's the Maramokim the other way. It's a very difficult thing. I think, if I'm allowed to say it, that you can tell the difference between Paiskim, who had Shimush, constant Shimush by a Rebbe, and Paiskim, who learned Basmada and learned Halacha, in Shaila such as this. If I would just learn it from the Svarim, I would say, don't put on tefillin. Mishnah Berurah, Darcha Shulchan, the Kitzer, the Chidad, the Yudra, the Kivegal, the Rabbah, what's it to talk about? But I see that the Hanhoga seems to be not that way. And very rare that a Pam should tell somebody something not like the Mishnah Berurah. That's where Pam would tell people that Yom HaKfura, unless you know Yaminig, Stoma, you put on tefillin on Yom HaKfura Sheina Yom HaMisa. I think you should put on without a bracha. I don't remember him saying that. I don't remember telling people to put on without a bracha, but I would think the Chayaz says without a bracha, so you're not mevatel the mitzvah by not making a bracha. I don't have some, I'm not attacking anyone. I'm saying that today we're a mixture. This is all new. Right, this is there were minhag until World War I for sure. Every community had its minhagim, And today, nobody knows his minig. And probably in Breuer's community, they know exactly what their minig is. Yes, them, I'm sure they have it one way or the other. The Samer, Babiv, even though today Samer Hasidim don't stop from Samer, but they the Kabbal will be part of that Kehillah. So they have a certain minig, whatever the minig might be. But for those of us who don't have a minig, we're part of the Cholent. So, look, minig Yerushalayim is to put on. Minig the Ungarim was to put on. And I suppose the litter they put on, they follow you to Kochanan and everything. I don't know what the meaning of the Sardim is, but. Avel, the second day is the Rabbanah. You say the Rabban says the first day you don't put on tefillin because Avelus is deraisa, so they're mevatel the tefillin for Avelus deraisa. But for Avelus the Rabbanah, they never would have been mevatel tefillin. So Yom Sheni of Avelus, which is the Yom HaKfura, if it's not Yom HaMisa, it's only the Rabbanon, so then we're not Mevatel Tefillin for them.
Right.
And he explains that's why when they ask Yom Sheni, they ask until Nates. Whatever the Chesh was to ask until Nates, but they weren't Mevatel the Mitzvah. You could still do the Mitzvah. So I'll get to that one second. Remind me. Just wait. Rabbi Yochanan is not finished. We have to see the Taz and Shach. Let's see Taz Aleph. Shach says the same thing. Aninus. That's asking Mr. Potter in a minute. No novel benches.
When?
Always. After the Kfura. Oh, Einin. You think of an Einin. See, Einin is part of Aleph. Asking Mr. Potter. He's part of the film too. The Mishnah, as a matter of fact, says Misha Beisim Botel Lefanav Potem and Kriyeshma Minat Filim and Filim.
This is it.
Taz Aleph. I'm not talking about Ayin now. I'm talking after Kfura. So you do make a bracha. Shimpei Ches Asal Di Yat Filim. Gam B'Yag Shmua Kroiv Asal Di Yat Filim. Kekos of Ramban. He's saying, what's Yom HaShmua? Shmua Kroiv means someone finds out he lost a relative within 30 days. So then he has to sit Shiva. Shmua Rechaika, if it's after 30 days, he's only Nayak Shah Achas. Shmua Kareiva, he's Nayak a full Shiva. So he says, Behema Shmua Kareiva, also on the Yachtfil. Now Shmua Kareiva is a Drabanan. Shmua Kareiva is not a Velas Dairais. That's not what happened in the Pasuk by Nadav and Aviyun. Zotri Bitzikal Chanan. The Shach and Taz, either they didn't have the Torah Sa'adam, or they only had the part quoted in the Beis Yosef. If you look at Torah Sa'adam, it says, B'shmua Kareiva, the Ramban says, Chaylitz Tfilov. If a person gets a Shmua, they used to wear tefillin all day, someone gets a Shmua Kareiva, he should take off his tefillin. Why? We're not going to be mevatel the mitzvah of tefillin, for Shmua Kareiva, for the Rabbanim. But once you wore tefillin that day already, see, well, normally you wear it all day. Chaylitz, you take it off. But the Shach and Taz misquoted. They say, B'yashua Kroiv Asalah Niach Tfilin. Rizal Chanan says, that's not what it says in the Teres Adam. Teres Adam says, Chaylitz Tfilov. Meaning, you're already making the mitzvah that day. You take it off. So, till now, Rizal Chanan starting up, Rabbi Kiv Eger, and the Nadi Yehuda, and the whole list. Now he's starting up with the Shach and the Taz. It's already a whole different story. So in the Michas Halazah, when he quotes Rabbi Yitzchak Chanan, he says, in regard to Yom HaKfura, he has a maritatz, he has a shita he's relying on, he's matzdik. Okay, so we'll follow him. But the Gabi Shmua Kareiva, where he's honoring the Shach and Taz, it's very hard to take on what he's saying against the Shach and the Taz. That's sort of his achrah. That's not the gas so much today because it's very uncommon for us to have a shmua kareiva. It usually happens, but usually it doesn't happen. And okay.
So now,
what?
The shmua kareiva has to be before you
daven. It has to be before you daven. A person put on tefillin in the morning, right? Then it's not. Okay. So what? What? Yeah, Lagabe Shmua, Lagabe Yom HaKfura, Sheri Yom HaMisa, he says his father was naig that way, Dr. Shmua was naig that way. Shmua Shmukraiva, he will say Shachantaz. You can't argue. It's not enough to argue with the Svara on the Shachantaz.
It's all Shiva Kraven, right? No difference between
Abba. All Shiva Kraven. Yeah. The only Shaila is a Chayse Hanesua. A Chayse Hanesua is always a Drabana. I'm not sure what the din would be. A Velas a Chayse, a married sister, is really a Drabana. I don't know if you've taught the film. It's tough, even someone who's. I shouldn't say. I don't know. A Yamami, so you don't put on, but. No, you put out, you blow shayfa. What are you talking? Novel is chayv and shayfa, it's chayv and lulav. We're not talking about aninus, we're talking about avelus. A Shabbos, to Rabbanu Waraiker, yeah. A Shabbos, to Rabbanu Waraiker. That's a siyag. For a siyag, they waraiker, but for avelus, they waraiker. Siyagim, we find, they attack a waraiker, they rises. But the Rabbi Zvokha is not saying it from Svara. He's saying that's what it says in the Ramban. Now for Avelus, they would not have been Aikun. Alright, so what did Rabbi Yoshev do? So they write that when his wife passed away, anyway, he writes that when his wife passed away and the Kfura was not on Yom HaMisa, here he writes Sipa ben Rabbeinu, Gan Ramesha, Ramesha El Yashiv said, Imi Arabonis was Nifteres B'yayim Kaidim Shkia Sachama, right before Shkia, HaKfura Haisa Balayla. They didn't wait overnight, but the Kfura was already at night. It was already Yom HaKfura, Shein Yom HaMisa. L'machres Babayka, Choshavti Yilad Yech Tfilin Mitzina. See, he thought, I'll put on Tfilin, like I said, I think it's Minig Yerushalayim. Sha'alti La'aba V'osali, Mishum Shaloi Nohu Kamaritatz. So Rabbi Yashiv was not to put on a Yom HaKfura. That's not the Yom HaMisa. So they bring here that Rabbi Yashiv has a long sheet. He has a tshuva about it. Where he clears the chakir. They even bring that he had once written a bar mitzvah pshetel for somebody. It's not exactly the topic you expect at a bar mitzvah pshetel, but they bring that he wrote a bar mitzvah pshetel, and the bar mitzvah pshetel was a chakira. When an oval doesn't put on tefillin, b'yom rishon yesh lachar. This that an oval doesn't put on tefillin, ima isa hu mehilchas avelus, isn't an avelus the kedin? Shloivish tefillin shuper maratz by kilo ein oval, so stira lavelus. So isn't an avelus the kedin? That wearing tefillin is a stira to avelus. Oy ha isa hu mehilchas tefillin, shavelus kenai leper at tefillin. Isn't it tefillin dikadin? That it's not appropriate for tefillin. It's like an iser. That for tefillin you don't oval shouldn't have tefillin. Or is it an avelus dikadin? That's a stira to avelus. Says nafkamina, we have a rule halachic divrei amekel ba'oval. If it's an avelus dikadin, what's mekel in this case? Putting on or not putting on? Well, if it's an iser to put it on, then. If it's an issa to put it on, mekel is a heter to put it on. If it's a question of a chiyav or a ptur, it goes the other way. So he clears the chakira. They bring that the ritva really clears this chakira. The ritva in sukkah chafei is a stira. It says there, oval potter minat filin, lashon potter. And the lashon in mayit katan is perchachav sholecha hakuli alma asiri. So if the Lashon is potter mitfillin, that means an oval is potter from mitzvah tefillin. Asiri means, sounds like it's a tefillin dikadin. And the ritva is the stira. The ritva is the stira. He says the Lashon potter is lav dafka, and it's taken iser. So it sounds like it's a real iser. So he clears, and the shtickle Torah goes on to show that it's a machlekes rishayim. And there's some pupulim over here, based on a Rajba. The Mishnah in Brachis, it says you don't wear tefillin in my cotton, in sukkah, and in Brachis. In Brachis, it says, Misha Meisei Matul Lefanav, Pata Mekriyashma, Umetfila, Umetfilin. So the Rajbe asks, Meisei Matul Lefanav, Pata Mekfilin. Even after Kfura, Yom Rishon, you always Pata Mekfilin. That's the Rajbe's kasha. So it seems, so what Rabbi Kivega says, what's his kasha? Nafkamina's Chalmayid. Chamayed, Misha Meisei Matul Lefanav, Pata Mekfilin. because he's Isaac ben Mitzvah. There's no Avelus al Chalmayit, otherwise you'd put on al Chalmayit for those who wear al Chalmayit. So Rabbi Kivega says, why did he say that? Elamai. So this is where the Sikhsa comes. Elamai. If you hold, it's a tefillin dikadin. If it's a Avelus dikadin, it's not a mega Chalmayit. Rabbi Kivega's cash is a good cash. But the Raju could be held, it's a tefillin dikadin. It's a din in tefillin. That it's the mulo bafa karnai, someone who's in a state of sadness should not wear tefillin. If it's a tefillin dikadin, then Rabbi Kivega's kasha is answered. We have our old shaila. If when you say something, answer Rabbi Kivega's kasha, it's a raya you're right or it's a raya you're wrong. As the answer to Rabbi Kivega's kasha explains the Rajwa, it's a raya it's right. Rabbi Kivega didn't answer it, so it's a raya you're wrong. So it's the old problem. The tzais always answers Taisus Kasha in 10 places. He says, Araya, I'm right. And then the Sivis always says, it's Araya, you're wrong. They say, you answer 10 Rishayim with your side, so all 10 Rishayim don't agree with you. So, it's the old Sivsuch. So, anyway, bottom line, this is a Rabbi Yashiv's point. Rabbi Yashiv holds it to Tefillin Dikadin. So you can't say, it's a Machlaikis if you put on, when you have a Machlaikis, you put on Tefillin. Actually, it's really shikar the other way. He says it's a tefillin dikadin, so it's a safik I'm putting on tefillin. So he says you can't be machmer and put on tefillin on yom kippur sheni yom amisa. It's a shail of a pagam and not a covet in the tefillin. It's a shail of iser. It's not a shail of mitzvah. It's a shail of iser. So mainly he's machmer, not like Rabbi Kivega and Rabbi Yehuda and everybody else, to not put on tefillin on yom kippur sheni yom amisa. Which seems to go against Minhag Yerushalayim. I don't know if Rabbi Yashiv changed the whole Minhag Yerushalayim on that, but Stam Yerushalmi Minhag say the same. Anyway, this is the whole tumul. Someone asked about Bein Hashmashis. They asked Rabbi Yashiv, what about Bein Hashmashis? If someone's Kavura was Bein Hashmashis, what to do on the next day? In other words, it's a Safik Yom HaKfura. Misa was one day. The next day is a Safik Yom HaKfura. Because it was Bein Hashmashis day, he says you should put on tefillin. It was Bein Hashmashis, he means probably between Rabbeinu Tam's man and the Bein Shkia, in that stretch of time.
It's definitely.
There are two possibilities. Either it's Yom Kippur Sheini Yom Amisa, or else it's not Yom Kippur, not Yom Amisa.
Yom Rishon is definitely the second day.
Let me explain. They buried someone. Someone died Sunday, and they buried Bein Hashmashis into Monday. When he wakes up Monday morning, he has a shayla. The shayla number one is today Yom HaKfura. Could be yesterday's Yom HaKfura. Then I probably have to put on film. Or is today yes Yom HaKfura, but it's definitely not Yom HaMisa. If it's yes Yom HaKfura, it's also a safik Yom HaKfura Sheini Yom HaMisa.
If you ask a shayla today, Yom HaKfura, say yes.
Why?
There's no evidence.
Could be. No, he started Avelis Bein Hashmash. He took off his shoes Bein Hashmash. And so he says, in such a Svek Sveka, you do it. It's rather a nice pilpul underneath if you make brachas by Svek Svekas, the last theory is, if you make a brach on the tefillin and that, at least. By Eimer, it's the same bang, the same shadow. So anyway, what do we walk away with from this whole thing? We walk away with I guess whatever you do, you have something to rely on. If somebody does not put on tefillin, he has not to rely on it. What more do you need? And on the other hand, it seems that at least the minig of the paiskim in most kvutzais is to be is to put on tefillin. Should be without a brach, I think.
Then you have a bigger problem. What's the 7th day? When
you finish so you have to. That's a general question. It's not to do with tefillin.
No, it's to
finish. Okay. There's a shaila about Rabbeinu Tam tefillin. When I was a novel now, I went to my notes, and my notes have written the Aruch HaShulchan and the Chida say don't put on Rabbeinu Tam tefillin during Avelus. A person doesn't put on his side. So I didn't put on. So Rabbi Asher Weiss from Eretz Yisrael was here, so he came to me Menachem Avil. So I asked him, what's the minig? You put on Rabbeinu Tam tefillin? So he said, Avada. I said, Aruch HaShulchan says not to. I didn't mention the Chidah somehow. I said, Aruch HaShulchan not to. He said, Aruch HaShulchan ben al-Litvak. He didn't hold Rabbeinu Tam tefillin anyway. He told me, very sharp from the shyness, that you should put on tefillin. Very, very sharp. So I started to be misupik what to do. And, you know, I didn't, it wasn't exactly a matzav where I had looked up 100 Marmar Kaimis. I pulled out my notes and I had written Aruch HaShulchan b'shem the Chidah. So someone came, a Rosh Kailal in Satmar also came. I asked him, Satmar, they put on Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin during Avelis? He said, no, Chas Shalom. Satmar, the meaning in Satmar is they don't put on Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin during Avelis. So at least I felt a little better that there's another, during Shiva of Avelis, yeah. So afterwards, I did a little bit of homework. I found Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Margolius in the back of the Shulchan Aruch. Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Margolius has a kitzer Hilchas Avelis. He also says not to put on. But Rav Asher Weiss would have said he's a Litvak too, I think, probably. On the other side, in the Yabia Eimer, Rav Adi Yosef, in Yabia Eimer, brings from the Kafachayim and the Ben Ishchai, even though the Chidah is Gedolei Sfarad, but he brings from the Kafachayim and the Ben Ishchai that one should put on Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin. So I don't know how that plays itself out for Ashkenazim. He says, he calls it Minhag Yerushalayim, Bavad Yosef, is to put on Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin. I'm not talking Yom HaKippur, Yom HaMimis, I'm talking about the 7 days. And they bring here, I think the Rabbi Yashav did put on during his Avelus. It says he put it on Rabbeinu Hiniach B'Yimei HaShiva Tefillin Rabbeinu Tam Lachra Tefillin Kergeloi B'chol Yayim. He put it on after davening as he's accustomed to all the time. So Rabbi Yashar did put on. So I don't know, Flamaisa, I have no idea. This I didn't see Berav Pav, he didn't wear Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin. So what do you do now? You have names on both sides. I don't know what Apisoid means. I think Apisoid means is a negative to wearing it. I think that's what it means. So I don't know. I don't know what to say. I should mention that the minig people have to change it to Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin by Chazar Sashatz is really not Api Halacha. Maybe it's gotten Apisoid or something. Api Halacha, nothing to do with Avelus. In Shulchan Aruch it says from the Zayar that a person should wear tefillin for their two lashonos, either three kadeshim and four kadushas, or three kadushas and four kadeshim. What are the kadushas? We say kadosh kadosh three times in Berachas Kriya Shema, Chazaras Hashatz, and in Hovalat Tzion. Those who say four count Baruch Hu as a kadusha. But you're supposed to wear your tefillin. Again, api alacha, what it says in Shulchan Aruch is based on Isaiah, is that you're supposed to wear your tefillin for Asher Yevalitzin, for Kaddish Kaddish. Someone of those, he has a meaning differently. I think by Sfaradim, they take it off before Asher Yevalitzin, right? They're Benetan, they put on Benetan tefillin.
Does it have to be the same
Benetan? Well, it can't be Rashi or Benotam are both right. So you're either wearing tefillin for all three, for three, or you're wearing tefillin for the fourth. So you know, Rashi and Benotam are not both right. Up here, Alacha, only one of them could possibly be right. The correct time is after you have three Kadeshim and four Kadushas. Just like if you don't wear a Benotam tefillin. Somebody doesn't wear a Benotam tefillin, he has to wear his tefillin for either four Kadeshim or three Kadushas, or three Kadesh, four Kadushas, however you want to count it.
If the
votes, yeah, yes. Yeah, that's for sure. Those who wear Chol Moed tefillin definitely don't wear Rabbeinu Tam tefillin, because Apisoid, you're not supposed to wear tefillin on Chol Moed, and Rabbeinu Tam tefillin is considered correct Apisoid. I think that's universal from those who wear Rabbeinu Tam tefillin. And Achamayid, they don't wear Rabbeinu Tam Tefillin. But it's interesting, those of us who wear Tefillin Achamayid, we have a minig, the Mishnah Berurah says, to take it off before you take Lulav. Before you shake the Lulav, which means we don't have an Af Asher Yevalitzin either. So, Achamayid. So, Dailanu, to wear it Achamayid, and right, we take it off, except the first day of Chol Moed Sukkis, where Aaron was Nayig, that you keep it on for my Pesach. We keep it on because we like Kaddish. You shouldn't get an Aliyah. And you know, you're not wearing tefillin. You're wearing a psukim of tefillin, and you know. So what? It's well. Once we wear it there, I wear it ready full voltsim after Kriyas HaTorah. What? Rabaron? I don't know the car for that itself, but there are makairis that a person should not get aliyahs for something he's not zoyer in. Some sefer writes in the tshuva. Someone who's not Zoyer in Chadash shouldn't get an Aliyah for Chadash. And someone who doesn't write a Prozbul shouldn't get an Aliyah for Shemitah's Ksafim. And I mean, unless he's Mishamet all his Chayvis. But he writes in the Tshuva, some Sefer writes in the Tshuva, printed in the Tshuva, some Sefer. So what you get an Aliyah for really matters. I mean, we daydream we get an Aliyah, but you know. I noticed last week I got Levi, there's a pasuk that says Levium only from 30 to 50. So I'm over 50, I felt very bad. But that was the Yisrael's Aliyah, not the Levi's. I was just standing there anyway, the Yisrael's Aliyah. But, you know, Levi, and I keep on thinking I'm the Mishayarim, Mishayarim, it doesn't really matter anymore. Because I'm already off a bottle. What? Mishayarim. Yeah, I don't think so.
In the
Talmud, they
only start
before Shomer,
and they only take four
Kaddishes,
including the other
Kaddish
at the end. So Rabbi told me, I have to keep on still on until...
Rabbi told you to keep it on for four Kaddish.
Okay.
Why? Oh, they're only possible for Avodas Maaser. I remember seeing they could be from the Hosafos of okay. Shkaya. So I have to check again. Okay. Yeah. The Gabbai Jai has the list of who he could call out. Okay. For Pashas Kairach, I have a lot of eligible people.
When the Rav got the Aliyah in Hasriya, that's also a message, right? About having a daughter, son.
It's interesting. When I was in high school, I lost Shia Eisen. It was a based on Talmud. You remember Shia? So Shia Eisen had leukemia, and in those days there was no refuah. I used to live with him in the house. And he passed away. They wrote a sefer Torah. So I don't know what made me. They said choose a pasuk. I mean, I could only pay $18 in those days, right? So I chose Isha Ki Sezriya V'Yolda Zachar. So I said, why are you choosing it? I said Yolda Zachar. Who doesn't want to have boys? So I started having one boy after another. You know, I thought I should have chosen the pasuk that guarantees Ashiras or something. You know, like, and both. I mean, I should have bought them. But I did it. I really did it L'shem Shemayim, so maybe. Let's get back here to Tilchus Tefillin. So, right, this is the, like I said, it's an area of controversy. Whatever you do, I mean, that's why. But there are different psukim. A person either has to know his minig or go with one person who tells him what to do. The same sichsuch applies to putting on tefillin on Chol HaMoed. For those who put on during Avelus. And the Halacha L'maisa, again, it's a Machlaikis, the Magen Avram, in Hilchus Chol HaMoed, and Tshuva and the Shvus Yaakov. They argue, if an Avel B'yayim Rishayin, on Chol HaMoed, who normally puts on tefillin, whether he should put on tefillin on Chol HaMoed when he comes back, even Yayim Misa B'yayim Akvura, if he should put on tefillin. And again, it seems to be a machlaikis if it's an avelus dikadin, in which case he would put on tefillin, or if it's a tefillin dikadin, in which case he shouldn't put on tefillin. So the Mishnah Brura paskins to put on without a bracha. And lemaisa, I think that's what we would do. A person would put on without a bracha. Rabbi Kiva Eger asked, there's a stira in the Magen Avram. Magen Avraham Chol HaMoed Taka says you do put on tefillin after the levaya because there's no avelus on Chol HaMoed. In Hilchis Purim, where Fashkenazim we hold there's no avelus on Purim, so there he says that you should not put on tefillin. Some of the even Yom Misi Amakfura, Yom Makfura, not Yom Misi, I don't remember, but he says after the Kfura you should not put on. So Rabbi Kivega, yes, it is a stira. Why is Chol HaMoed and Purim one different than the other? It's exactly the same shaila. If it's an avelus dikadin, there's no avelus. If it's a tefillin dikadin, then there is. So it can't be that Purim, maybe because Purim is Yeshayimim that Avelis is Nayig. Mechaba holds Avelis is Nayig on Purim. Ramah holds it's not Nayig. The Varsha B'Sin is not even on Shabbos, so only Nayig on Chamayim. Tefillah is not considered Dvar Shabbatzina. Dvar Shabbatzina doesn't mean, in your instance, it's Dvar Shabbatzina. Generally, not wearing tefillah is not Dvar Shabbatzina, because you get Davon Aminyan, and it would be Dvar Shabbatzina. We spoke about this once, that on Shabbos, the Moshul, Dvar Shabbatzina on Nayig. When your home, a person's home all by himself, he doesn't have to sit on the floor on Shabbos. Because sitting on the floor is generally Dvarim, even though we had Meshvoisin differently, but that's certainly the way we're the way.
Isn't there a pasuk in the Megillah, Yehudim Ha'isasai, or Sif Ha'isasai, one of them is tefillah, and that's so they should put on?
It's talking about an oval? What does that have to do with an oval?
Saying they should.
Everyone should put on tefillah, but it's not talking about an oval.
Okay.
Nobody, no, I don't think anybody has a minute to make a bracha on Chamayid, except people
not
who... Right, no, yeah, not a novel. All of us who put on tefillah chamayid, we make without a bracha. What?
No,
oh, so it's not a shayla for a novel, not make a bracha. Yeah, Mishnah Berurah says b'li bracha. Nothing else. Okay. All right, Siv Beis. Mibayalei la'avol yisuvei daitei lechavunei libei letfillin. Listen to this. Mibayalei la'avol yisuvei daitei. This is Dafka and Oval. What about everybody else?
Huh?
It means everybody. Anybody who's putting on tefillin, the assumption is that it's pashit that you're going to be thinking about your tefillin when you wear your tefillin. So mibayalei laoval yisuvi daite. It says even an oval has to be careful. Chav neili b'letfillin shleisi daite mehem. Oval. If they have hespedim or b'chi during the shiva, so you should take them off at a time that a person is mula b'afar, at a time a person is practicing yaymar, so he should take off his tefillin. It's mechuyev to be mechaven and wear tefillin during the day, but not on a constant basis. What? That's clearly a din in tefillin. You're right. So basically, clearly a din in tefillin. That should be a problem.
While you're wearing a
chill,
you have to think about
them. You have to be aware of them. Yeah, to be aware of it. Okay, Shinpei Tess. Let's start Shinpei Tess. Dine Kfisa, Dine Giyotz. I think you know that. About what? Oh, I want to get back to Panam Chadashis. So, can you turn the page? There's a Magen Avraham on Panam Chadashis, quoted in Rebbe Kiva Eger. Okay, now this is also halacha, the dinim of Panim Chadashis and Avelis. What is the din? So Rabbi Kiva Eger here quotes the following.
Which Rabbi
Kiva? It's the same Rabbi Kiva we read before, but it's the middle of it. Oh. So it says, Ayin b'magen Avraham, it says in parentheses, Simen la'mechesef katan hay, you have it? It says, the b'yayim beis, on the second day, where you're already putting on, whatever yayim beis means, it's a day you definitely mechuyev to put on tefillin. In bo Panim Chadashis, eina maniach ad she'elchu. If Panim Chadashis come, meaning someone that was not yet Misabel with you or Menachem, so you don't put on tefillin, Ad sheyelchu, d'miniach ein echaylus. But if you already put on the tefillin, then you don't take it off. Vayvedak emashka kol shemorachai b'yem gimel afilu b'om chadashis maniach, staiti v'echay temuin, d'rabalazem b'gimel v'eilachem b'om echaylus. So you'd argue about the third day. But on the second day, good. On the second day, if the Aparam Chadash is, you don't put on tefillin, but if you're already wearing tefillin, they walk in, you keep them on. So because of this, the meaning of at least the people aware of the halachis is to be makfid to put on the tefillin before the people come. Because when people come for davening, almost always, the second day, they're new people. This is even during davening because it's called the Yomar when new people come. So I see in the Yisro Bel Yashiv, they said minyan. There's always somebody who their first day minyan. This is the second day, which is the first chakras. Always new people. See, he says Panim Chadashis means just like by Sheva Bras. Panim Chadashis means someone that Yomar B'Simcha B'Shvilai. That's it. You can't call in the mailman to come in for a minute and we're going to do Sheva Brachas. That's someone that you marry Besimcha B'Shvilai. So it's the same thing. The Panim Chadosh is for Avelus, someone that it adds a dimension of sadness, the reminder of the Avelus, only such a person. But even such a person comes, so there is such a din. But the safety thing is the person to put on the tefillin beforehand. It's only Yom Beis. I'm not talking the other days, not in the day, maybe the third day.
But that means that you put it after the day leave, or it doesn't
give it out? Oh, he has to put on sometime during the day. Yeah.
What happens if it's at the end of the day, you then put it on?
So go in the other room. He doesn't have to sit with them. You send them home. And put it on. But he won't be Mevatel Mitzvah Tefillin because.
During Shiva, we sit, after finishing davening, the Yavel sits down with his tefillin on while the people.
So we said, Aina Meniach. Right, if the apartment clothes you don't put on, but if it's on already, you don't have to take it off. So therefore, it's not it's not so much of an issue. Okay, Shimpei Tess is Kavisa. They don't have to do whatever they like. Just like very often people are in a rush to leave in the morning, and you don't want to keep them waiting. So a person sits down so that they can be Menachem and leave. It's not a din that you have to do it. It's whatever you like. Just like every day, some people get filling longer, some people don't. So.
Is there a difference if you sit down between
the Really, Nicham Aveilim is supposed to be. The whole sitting is really a Nicham Aveilim Dikadin, which is why Tisha B'Av afternoon we don't sit, because it's a din. Kinnis is like Nicham Aveilim. And it really is a din in Nicham Aveilim. Mikra Adin, Avos Lai, sit around a chair when he eats. It's only when he's mekabel tanchumim. They could do it. You should sit. It says, don't tell him Shev. That's what it says in Shulchan Aruch, because Shev is not a nice lashon. But really, you could be Menachem any way you want. Pogah b'shuk, you could be Menachem. So it's called Shloshim. If you meet him in the shuk, you're Menachem. So you can Menachem anyway.
The whole year.
All right. Now, as far as Kavisa, I want to mention this because we're currently coming pretty much to the end. One of the not well-known dinim in Avelus is that all Shloishim and Avos not allowed to wear freshly laundered clothing. Avelim are not aware of it. It's also a big tircha. For women, they have clothing. They wear this, they wear that. Most men, you wear it. When you put it in the laundry, you put it in the laundry. So it's really a difficulty during the Shloshim. I tell Avelim that on Shabbos you're not allowed to do Hachonah that's for Hesia, but not for Hesia. You wear one shirt Friday night, you hang it up when you go to sleep. In the morning, you take out a different shirt. You take a nap, you hang up the shirt, and you put on another one, so that you have a few non-freshly laundered shirts. But the halacha is that the shirts for 30 days, that's what it says here, at least for the Ramah says. Let's see it quickly. Avol Osir Lechabis Susa Kol Shiva Yavim. Firstly, he's not allowed to do laundry during 7 days. I feel a mind levad. Lach Shiva Motuk Shiv Shasa Lechabis Kasa Lilbash. Habachubasim Kaidim Lechain. We say not allowed to launder means also wearing it. Ramah says, Vacha Zayin Shari. Fendina de Gemari after Shiva. It would be mutter. Dina de Gemara is only giyots, which I'll explain soon. V'aylam nago by yisser. But a post Gemara minig is to aser kibos kol shloishim yayim. V'nayegin sha'adam acher loiv shan tchila. V'akach loishim avol v'haminig ikar. V'chei nayegin v'vidin eseilu l'achar shiva. See, he says that the minig is to be machmir. Lav shay adam acher rak sha achas day bekach. Someone else wears it for an hour, it's also enough. So this is the halacha for the shloishim, that it's aser. This way, all the paiskim paskim, all the later paiskim paskim, that it's aser. And vein tzarach lo mishas lelubayish chadashim. Certainly, new begadim you're not allowed to wear. Question is, new begadim, having someone else wear it for an hour or two, doesn't make it ois new. So the question is, what? An hour or two is not freshly laundered anymore. For with the Isser, freshly laundered clothing, if someone else wears it. What? For 9 days, the same thing. People ask me how long you have to wear it. I know if you go play full court basketball, you can wear it for 15 minutes. If you're just sitting in a seat, so, you know, you have to wear it, I don't know, an hour, 2 hours. You have to wear it for a time that it loses its freshness of being freshly laundered. So this is din, and however much time it is. People ask me, can you put it on the floor and step on it? So if you put it in mud and step on it, I'm sure it's fine. If you put it on this floor, it's not going to do anything. The floor is just mapped. So it depends. What does it mean you put it on the floor? I don't know what it means exactly. So, you know, people, they come 2 minutes before Rosh Chodesh Av, and they ask a shayla, you know, what do I do now? So, chafamein abaraisha. A person should prepare for the 9 days. He doesn't have to go with a filthy shirt. What? New, it's an interesting question. First, you laundered, you're allowed to wear on Shabbos. I think new, you're not allowed to wear on Shabbos. I'm not sure. But, what's ois new? So Rav Palm said it depends on the baguette. What's ois new? Some wears a shirt for certainly a day, it's not new anymore. Someone wears a necktie for a day, it's still new. So it depends on what the baguette is. So it's interesting. The Pesachei Tshuva here says that in days that if you have begadim that are muluchlochim, the novel's allowed to change. In other words, just like we had, you're not allowed to bathe. But if you get a mud on your hand, you're allowed to wash it off. The same thing on a baguette. If a baguette gets maluchloch, if it gets a spot, you can certainly wash it with a spot cleaning it. But if it gets maluchloch, Darach HaShulchan says, who demalezeya, you're allowed to change. In the Gesher HaChaim, he says, therefore, undergarments or socks, you can change. They're always maluchloch. Rav Belsky was very machmir on this. Even in the 9 days, he told people to change, even undergarments. He said, you're not supposed to wear freshly laundered. How much is Malaysia? Like I said, if you play full court basketball, I'm sure it's Malaysia. But to just change socks and underwear, the Minigaylam is definitely not that way. Minigaylam. People don't prepare shirts either. But certainly not undergarments. I don't think anybody is machmir on undergarments. Rabelski was machmir. We were on the plane on the way back after the Levaya. His children asked me if I know some of his anhagas and avelus. I told him, there's one you don't want me to tell you. That's what I told him. One you don't want me to tell you. So, for 9 days, at least a person could prepare. But for Shiva, you don't have the presence of mind to prepare for it. So I saw Abel Yashiv is quoted saying the same thing about the 9 days, that this blanket head of undergarments, it has no source. If it's Malaysia, it's Malaysia. If it's not, it's not. So what's the nafkamina? If you wear socks for 2 days or 1 day, that's the nafkamina. Until it gets to be Malaysia. Working people, it's Malaysia more quickly. Someone said someone.
It's more people are more
interested. Maybe people are more interested today. Could be. At any rate, so I wanted to take this in. Next Sunday, I'm hoping to be here in Yitzhak Hashem. I don't know how many of you will be, so I'm going up next Sunday, but wives usually don't mind an hour later. It's usually good for Shalom Bayis. When you're supposed to go somewhere, to come home an hour later than you're supposed to leave, because it gives them a little bit of extra time to prepare. So Yitzhak Hashem, next week we'll finish. What? We restart the Sunday, Erev Labor Day, first Sunday of September. I hope to do probably Hilchos Orla. We have the whole Elul, so for those 4 weeks, I'll do a small section.